Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One more detail here about the operation in Libya. It's called Odyssey Dawn. Have you heard? It's the name given to the current military mission in Libya, names they've been giving to operations since the Vietnam era, when Vietnam became a synonym for the word quagmire. But what is in a name, right? Okay, the Odyssey is about a very long journey. We don't know if that has anything to do with this mission. Homer in the Odyssey talks a lot about rosy-fingered dawn. Does the name of a military operation deliver any insights into the mission itself? We're joined this morning by William Arkin, national security reporter for The Washington Post, former Army intelligence analyst and consultant, author of the book Codename. So I was wondering how long it would take for Billy Arkin to come out of the woodwork there in Vermont. Billy, good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
It's great to talk to you again. Your first thoughts when you saw this name, Odyssey Dawn?
Well, you know, to some degree, it's a good name, which is to say that oftentimes these operations start with a bit of a hiccup when the name comes about. Desert Storm, the operation that probably we're all most familiar with in our generation, the first Gulf War, started out as Peninsula Shield, and the poobahs in Washington thought about it and said, you know, this operation is not about defending Saudi Arabia and oil. This operation is about liberating Kuwait, so we can't call it Peninsula Shield, and they came up with Desert Storm.
You know, it's interesting. There are people in the Pentagon who actually have made their careers about coming up with these names, right? That you have to stay away from certain territory. It's got to be very general, and it can't evoke some sort of metaphor that's going to be repeated over and over again in the media.
Well, it does have to do that. But, you know, the funny thing is that there's so many operations that they often have to wander into some odd territory of names because, you know, it has to both evoke a public face, but it also has to at the same time not insult anyone or be off color. So there is a certain skill associated with all of this, I'd hate to say. It has become more and more political as the years have gone by.
Right. It's about marketing and branding. It is very much so. There's a certain defensiveness in the name Operation Just Cause. Remember that? Panama, 1989, bringing down Noriega?
That was the first political name associated with a military operation. And Just Cause, of course, you know, people criticized it because it was like, you know, come on, just guys, just call it an operation. But when you do that, then all of a sudden, I think you really do accentuate the fact that it's about branding.
And then, of course, there's the gaffe, you know, using the word crusade inappropriately at a certain point. There's a lot of buzzwords and red-hot buttons you don't want to push in the Middle East.
Well, this is Africa, let's remember, and this is a new command, U.S. African Command, which was just established a couple of years ago that's in charge of this operation. They sort of still have their training wheels on, so I'm sure they're getting a lot of help from other commands and from the Joint Chiefs. But
you know, a question, though, Africa's such a small place, they had to put the command in Stuttgart, Germany. Interesting, huh?
Well, they put it in Stuttgart, Germany, and it'll be there, I think, until there's stability enough in Africa to move the command there.
All right. Well, we'll
watch Odyssey Dawn, and undoubtedly there'll be other Odysseys that will follow it.
All right. Well, we will be back to talk to you about the Odysseys to come. William Arkin, national security reporter for The Washington Post, author of the book Code Names. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks.